In today's interconnected world, it is very easy to be overwhelmed by global factors to an extent that you lose sight of some of the things that are within your control. And I think in South Africa's agricultural sector, we have to remain focused and be able to take a moment, take a step back, know what's within our control in the domestic environment, and what are some of the international factors that we should take note of and those that we should focus on. Because if we don't do that, we will fall under this theme, which some in political economy called flooding the zone, where we are inundated with information to an extent that we lose sight of some of the things that we should be doing to better our environment in this sector. But fortunately, we haven't been in such a position as yet, although there's been a lot of focus that we have put on trade matters, but not in a misplaced way, because trade is important to South Africa's agriculture. We export almost half of what we produce, and I think it is important then that we pay attention on trade matters in general. And in the recent weeks, of course, the key occupation in our mind has been this issue of the US tariffs and how South Africa's agriculture navigates that path. Because we have industries that are heavily exposed on that. If you think about the citrus industry, table grapes, wine, nuts, fruit juices are some of those industries that have a huge exposure within the U.S. market. And of course, when you are looking at the U.S. exports as a proportion of overall South African agricultural exports, the figure remains relatively small at about 4%. But as I say, if you look at particular commodities, and even particular regions in those commodities, you begin to have an appreciation of how important the U.S. market is. And I think then spending a lot of time thinking about how we navigate the U.S. and how we ensure that the South African agricultural sector still have access in that market is an important thing. And the interactions that we've been having so far is, of course, on government and business, as this is a matter of a government-to-government, U.S. government and South African government. Therefore, the path forward for South Africa is engage with our government and ensure that whatever positions and conversations they are having with the U.S., they reflect the reality on the ground, and also they are of the interest of ensuring that we continue to have better trading terms with the U.S., because the U.S. is important. The idea that we should be diversifying the markets is also an important argument, but it's not an immediate thing. It is more of a medium to long-term strategy that South Africa's agriculture should continue to pursue. But that's the one aspect of the international matters that we should consistently be paying attention to. And when the U.S. issues pass or become better, or there's a better trading approach with the U.S., we will, of course, need to be focusing more on how the diversification of various commodities in South Africa should look like. And I think that will be one of the themes of these conversations that I'll be having over the coming months or so. But equally, some of the key things that have dominated the conversation in South Africa is the sustainability of the GNU and the fiscal issues. That's the government of national unity. And of course, these are important and they deserve the spotlight, because the political future of South Africa, as well as the economic renewal in the country, depends on the sustainability of the GNU and, of course, making sure that we are able to navigate our fiscal problems that have been part and parcel of the general conversation in South Africa. Those are the big themes that I think are key for us to pay attention on them, and where necessary, as the agricultural sector, we weigh in and support for the good and the sustainability of the country, the economy, and of course, our sector. But I do think that there are sector-focused issues that we should not let the political noise drown our attention away from those things. And one such issue is the story of the control of the animal diseases in South Africa's agriculture. Now, let me just say from the onset that as a country, we have made enough progress, or we have made commendable progress in terms of controlling the animal diseases. If one thinks about the past few years, we struggled as a country with avian influenza in poultry. We struggled with African swine fever in pigs. We struggled with foot and mouth disease in cattle. If you talk to growers and farmers in all of these commodities, you realize that in the avian influenza, we've made inroads in controlling the spread of that. And of course, that did not come cheaper. It was very costly to businesses as they lost some of their flocks and had to rebuild in a very tough environment where there is no compensation funds that are coming from a government and stuff like that. So that has been a major challenge to them. And what is outstanding now is, of course, on a regulatory aspect to ensure that we are quicker, more agile on registering new vaccines that can be needed by the poultry industry. The South African poultry producers have been upfront about this, saying, look, we need the government assistance to ensure that we can register certain vaccines so that if what we are observing in the US were to happen in South Africa, we are in a better place to be able to react on this. And I think within the bounds of the regulations, the South African government should try to be as agile and as accommodative as possible to ensure that we are assisting the poultry industry on that, because this is important for our sector. The other industry that is important is, of course, the pig industry or pork producers. The African swine fever was a big issue for some time, but I think if you talk now to pork producers, you realize that we have made significant inroads on controlling this. It's no longer their dominant theme as it was in the past, where we are struggling and, of course, also very costly to businesses, especially those that had to slaughter the pigs that were affected. And again, in an environment where there is not enough muscle to ensure that you can compensate the farmers who lost some of their stock. And I think this also requires not only the stringent biosecurity controls, but also making sure that we pay attention on the movement of animals. There's fencing where it's needed in informal areas so that the animals are not roaming around and possibly spreading some of the diseases that can be very costly at a commercial level. The other important disease that has been a major challenge to South Africa is a foot and mouth disease. Now, some may remember that in 2022-23, we had a situation where foot and mouth disease was almost in about 6 of our 9 provinces for the first time in South Africa. And this led to major challenges because we are an industry that is building up the export capabilities. We began seeing some of the markets where South Africa tends to export some of the product temporarily banning South Africa because of their fear for these diseases. It went further than the cattle, because foot and mouth disease had affected our cattle production. But we saw countries like Kenya, like China, saying, look, your wool, we must stop a little bit and not take some of the South African wool. And that was, of course, an issue that had to be quickly fixed, because between South Africa and China, there is an agreement about how to handle wool to ensure that it doesn't pass any diseases. But most importantly, our sheep industry were not affected by the foot and mouth disease. It was in cattle. So China should not have stopped that. But when the temporary ban was in place, it was very costly, because China is a big and an important market for South African wool industry. About 70% of South Africa's wool exports go to China. So you want to maintain better trading route and terms with China and not have any of these temporary stoppages, because they are costly. Now, during that period, South Africa was able to work with the private sector organizations. I'm thinking here, Red Meat Industry Services, National Animal Health Forum are just some of those groupings that have been working with the government to ensure that we are able to have a handle on these animal diseases. And that spread was controlled in a number of provinces. But now we are being challenged in 2 provinces. The Eastern Cape and KZN consistently been reporting, especially KZN, reporting a number of outbreaks. In the Eastern Cape, controlled in a few areas. And I think as a country then, we ought to continuously invest in the biosecurity. And I'm emphasizing the issue of animal diseases, because if you look at the South African farming economy, almost half of it is livestock and poultry. So it's very important that you can control these animal diseases, because much of the growth is pumped by these subsectors. And now that we are struggling with the foot and mouth disease in KZN, it of course presents its own challenges. And I think there's a number of things that can happen. South Africa over time must invest in the vaccine manufacturing, and that's something that we need. We can't be depending all again to Botswana's and many other countries on importing the vaccines, while we could have capabilities domestically in the production of that. Botswana, we can import to supplement what may be needed, but South Africa must build its capabilities. We also, again, need to invest a lot on the control of the livestock movement, because that's another thing that actually passes on these diseases. And this is something that about fencing and the other things need to be done, while at the same time, the Department of Agriculture must consistently devote more resources, as they are already doing, on this part of the animal health, because it's an important one. So over and all over, we do not want to be seeing these outbreaks happening, because they can cause major challenges. We can't suffer, for example, what we are seeing with the poultry industry in the US and what we are starting to see in the UK. And I think South Africa should be in a position so that we are able to cushion our sector if such things were to happen. And of course, get hold of the current spread that is happening in KZN so that we don't see that in other industries. Because the health of the livestock industry also supports the health of the maize and the soybean industry, which are the major feed in this space. So it's very important that we get that right and we continuously invest in this. Overall, as a country, we are again in this path of building the exports in the livestock industry. And for that to succeed, we will need to put sufficient attention on the control of the diseases, as we have already been doing for some time. And I think this is something that then as a sector we need to do. And I'm raising these things because at the moment where there is so much that is happening internationally, we are all waking up focused on trade policy, waking up focused on geopolitics. It is easy to be drawn and focus mainly on those things and lose sight of the fact that once the trade matters and the geopolitics have been eased somewhat, we will need to have businesses that can trade and do something. And therefore, we have to put necessary attention to supporting the domestic businesses. Not everyone should be engaged on the geopolitical stuff. I think the day-to-day operational matters in various departments to support industry must go on as usual. And in fact, in South African agriculture, we even have what we call the Agriculture and the Agro-Processing Master Plan, which maps up what we ought to do as a sector in order to grow this farming economy. And I think this should be the preoccupation of all of us. So we should be vigilant and focus more on ensuring that we implement that master plan. Implementing it, of course, in a changing environment where it will require a lot of tweaking in some areas, because the environment at which the master plan was drafted and where we are at this moment has very much changed significantly. That being said, I think it's important that we remain focused on the domestic matters that as South Africa we can have a bit of control over, and not focus more on things that are outside our control. And in fact, not necessarily to ignore those things that are happening globally, but apportion the necessary effort in all of those things. I thought this week I should highlight this particular matter in this monologue, as is something that I have been thinking about a little bit. If you're listening to this podcast for the first time, my name is Wandile Sihlobo. I'm an agricultural economist based in Pretoria, South Africa. Follow me on socials under Wandile Sihlobo, and do follow the podcast and Mkokeli Podcast on X and the other platforms. And of course, our publisher, The Financial Mail, follow them on socials. And let me give huge thanks to Richard Humphrey, Sam Kokeli, Nelisue Chabalala, and Amanda Murimba for helping in making sure that you are able to receive this podcast. We'll come back next week with a different theme.